The Child Abuse Royal Commission has been told that a school counsellor in Brisbane was only charged with sex offences when a former student wore a listening device, and that was after almost two decades of complaints and inaction by two schools. Up until now, the public inquiry has concentrated on the conduct of Kevin Lynch at Brisbane Grammar School in the 1980s. But more victims have come forward with damning evidence that Lynch continued to abuse students well into the 1990s when he moved to St Paul's School in Brisbane's north. And they remain adamant that they reported the abuse to the then headmaster, who threatened to punish the boys if they spoke about it again. One victim has asked both schools to demolish the buildings where the abuse took place. Thomas Arruti reports, and a warning, this story contains graphic details some listeners may find disturbing.
They were known as the traffic lights, a system outside the councillor's office at St Paul's School in Brisbane's north. If the green light was on, students knew they could enter. An orange light meant they had to knock first, and if the red light was on, they couldn't enter at all. At the time, many of the students and staff assumed it was a way for Kevin John Lynch to innocently maintain privacy. But it seems the lights were used for something much more sinister. A man known to the Royal Commission as BSB went to see Lynch in his first year of high school because there were problems at home. In the office, Lynch played a relaxation tape.
Lynch undid my shirt, took off my tie, my shoes and my watch. This time, as he massaged down to my pelvic area in sync with the tape, he said to the words the effect, I'm going to place my hand under your belt buckle. There's no need to feel afraid.
According to BSB, Lynch said he loved him like a son and didn't want him to worry about their little secret. For more than a week, the Royal Commission's revealed evidence about Lynch's conduct as a counsellor at Brisbane Grammar School in the 1980s. But BSB wasn't at Brisbane Grammar. In fact, he didn't start his high schooling at St Paul's until 1993, and he's one of four victims to give evidence at today's hearing who all testified that they were abused by Lynch well into the 1990s. Another former student, BRC, remembers a five-hour counselling session where he was repeatedly abused.
Lynch replayed the tape recording for a sixth time. When he got to the pelvic area, he appeared to depart from the usual procedure followed in the previous occasions and undressed me completely. I couldn't move. I was in a funny, drug state.
It now appears that Kevin Lynch may have taken advantage of dozens, if not hundreds, of vulnerable children for almost 20 years. Former students like BRN, who today found it hard to even say the school's name.
I thought I was going to make a lot of friends. From what I'd seen at private schools on television, shows and movies like The Ballad Society, at St Paul's was nothing like that. It was nothing like what I thought it was going to be.
BRN developed a close friendship with Kevin Lynch. He met the man's children and befriended his parents. Lynch even went to his 21st birthday. In fact, after leaving St Paul's in 1991, he continued to see Lynch on a monthly basis.
Lynch performed oral sex on me during the sessions. During our sessions, Lynch repeatedly reinforced to me that this was all part of the therapy. Often Lynch finished a session by flicking or pricking my penis with a pin and commenting, "We can't have you leaving here with an erection."
That was until 1996, when police were finally told about Kevin Lynch. Another former St Paul's student reported that he'd been sexually abused up to three times a week for 2 years. And when he was 19 years old, he met with Kevin Lynch to discuss the abuse. But Lynch wasn't aware that his victim was wearing a secret recording device. The hearing has been told that he admitted the abuse and was charged with 9 child sex offences in early 1997. Lynch took his own life a day later. Former student BSB remembers how the headmaster of St Paul's at the time, Gilbert Case, reacted.
I can recall at the first school assembly in the year of 97, Mr Case stood in front of the whole school and told us that Lynch had died of a heart attack during the school holidays. I can recall Case talking about what a fantastic person Lynch was and the fact that he'd helped so many people.
Mr Case is accused of turning a blind eye to the abuse for years, even threatening to punish the boys who came forward. He's denied that in his written statement, but he'll be called to face the commission in the coming days. In the meantime, former student BRC wants the school to take action.
I recommend to the commission and the schools involved that the buildings in which these dreadful events occurred be demolished. I believe this will help bring some closure to myself and other survivors and eliminate once and for all those symbols and reminders of the dreadful things that we have all experienced in these places.
That's the evidence of the abuse victim codenamed BRC, ending Thomas Arete's report.